Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are learning Chapter 19, Perek Yutes. Last week, we gave a brief introduction to the chapter, and unfortunately, then I think I lost my voice, and out with COVID, Baruch Hashem, everyone is feeling better, and ready to continue learning together once again. Thank God. So let's continue with our first real section of Perek Yutes, Chapter 19, with the actual Pesukim, and let's begin with Pasuk Beis. Hashemayim Misaprim Kavod El. So David HaMelech tells us that the heavens declare the greatness or the beauty and the kavod of Hashem, u'maisi yadav magid harakia. And the creation that God gives, specifically the firmament, the skies, speak again of his praise, of his amazing creative ability. We mentioned last time this chapter is going to focus on the concept that there's two ways to understand God in the world. One is through the creation of the world, Maaseh Bereishis itself, and looking at the sun, moon, stars, the world around us. The second way is through Talmud Torah, and we mentioned last time that this chapter is going to focus on the idea that Talmud Torah really is the higher level of understanding God's world around us and seeing the world at the lower level, which he speaks of at the beginning here. So David HaMelech now begins to break down different parts of creation. Yom Yom Yabia Omer, day following day utters speech, and night following night declares knowledge. We'll notice that the pasuk is divided into two parts, day versus night. We'll also notice that the daytime talks about speaking, and the nighttime speaks about knowledge. The question is, why is this? If you look at the Malbim here, he has such a beautiful understanding of this pasuk, why daytime seems to be a lower level in terms of just speaking, whereas knowledge speaks about das and knowledge. Let me read the words in the Malbim, beautifully written. I couldn't say it better myself. He writes the following. Excuse me. He says, "Vasher yom yiru ko'adam masei Elohim hu yabia omer v'yisaper es gurasot." During the day, people can see the creations of God and speak about his greatness, his might. But nighttime is a time of quiet. Everyone's more still. And in general, creation is much more at ease, much more quiet. They put their hands literally over their mouth, a lot more quiet at night. And then what happened is at night, because it's such quiet, they take in all that they saw during the day, witnessed during the day, and they're able to digest that and turn it into Das Elohim, knowledge of God at night. In other words, what David HaMelech is trying to express to us, according to the Malbim, is the reason why the pasuk separates between day and night, and specifically says that daytime is a time for speaking, and nighttime is for knowledge, is because that daytime, things are active. When things are active, you're kind of watching, doing, and seeing, and you're involved in the Maaseh Bereishis. But at night, when things come to a halt, and things become more still, and creations themselves quiet down, and the world is much more still, then the goal is to digest all that was taken in during the day, and turn that into a certain cognizance or closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the distinction he makes here between day and night. It's a beautiful thought that Malbim has, that the purpose of daytime is to speak, is to be involved, is to engage, is to watch, is to observe, is to understand, whereas nighttime is a time to really digest and think about all that we took in during the day and kind of break it down and turn it into a certain interpretation of God's world. That's the goal of day, and that's the goal of night. I wanted to add to this idea two more points that I think are relevant. Number one is the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah makes a very important point about the purpose of day versus night in terms of Talmud Torah, and I think it really fits nicely with this idea of the Malbim, that daytime is a time for watching, observing, and being engaged with the world, whereas nighttime is a time to digest it and to contemplate what one has experienced during the day. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Rambam writes, "Afal pi shemitzvah lilmud bayom uvalayla." Even though we know the gisa bayom uvalayla is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to learn Torah both day and night, ein adam lomad rov chachmasa ela belayla. A person only learns most of their knowledge at night. Lefichach, misherasa liskos becheser hatorah yizahar bechal leilosa velo yovar afilu echad mehen b'shina. Therefore, the Rambam writes, if the person wants to really grab on to the keser haTorah, the crown of Torah, a person should be careful every single night to learn, and not even to let a moment squander with sleep or with achil v'shtiya, frivolities, eating, drinking, sicha, just hanging out, you know, idle conversation, we'll call it, v'chayot zivohen. Ela b'talmud Torah, b'divrei chachma, only Torah and chachma. Amru chachamim, ein rina shel Torah ela b'layla, shenemar kumi ruini b'layla. He backs up on the pasuk that the rina shel Torah, the song of Torah, really is at night, as he cites in the pasuk here as well. What the Rambam is trying to tell us here is, why is it that even in the midst of the course of Torah, learning is day and night, as the pasuk in Yeshua indicates? But why is it that the Rambam focuses here on nighttime learning? It's because, again, the same concept of the Malbim, that daytime people are engaged and busy, and they're kind of taking the world in. But nighttime, where a person has a certain cognizance of all they went through during the day, that Yad Hashem really played out so beautifully throughout the day, at night they have more das elokis, and because they have more das elokis, they're able much more to connect with the ideas and the ideals and the ruchnius, the spirituality of Talmud Torah. And therefore, the Rambam writes, that's why specifically nighttime is set aside for learning even more than the daytime. One more point on this pasuk, which is that just historically, Rav Avadya Yosef, the great chief Sephardi rabbi, has his two main shut, his two main response to Sfarim, Yabia Omer and Yechavadas. Notice the name for two parts of this pasuk, the first part and the last part of the pasuk, Yabia Omer and Yechavadas. And if you look at the Hagdama, the introduction to Yechavadas, he actually explains that he chose these names specifically for these Sfarim. He happens to also point out that one's longer, one's shorter. That's why maybe daytime versus nighttime. But he says that, in the second explanation, he says that it's the same gematria as his full name, Avadya Yosef ben Yaakov. So that's why he chose the idea of Yechavadash. It's fascinating that he chose after these parts of this pasuk as the names for his father. And let's finish with one more thought on the very next pasuk from a medrash. Continues David HaMelech in Pasuk Dalet. Ein omer ve'ein devarim b'li nishma kolam. Says David HaMelech, there is no speech and there are no words, the sound is not heard. Who's the they here? So the Mefarshim seem to all indicate and agree that the they here is the day and the night. There is no speech and there are no words. What's he trying to describe? And so the medrash, Shochar Tov, the Medrash Tehillim here gives a beautiful explanation that I want to conclude with today about what this means. It talks about the following. It says that, what does it mean there's no speech and there's no words? The day and the night kind of work together. How do they work together? So the Medrash says that, you know, except for twice a year really, there's not really a perfect day where it's a daytime of 12 hours and a nighttime of 12 hours. And most of the year, one is longer than the other one. For example, now, we in New York here, we are in the wintertime. And therefore, daytime is much shorter, nighttime is much longer. As we get towards the summertime, it's the opposite. Daytime hours are much longer, nighttime is shorter. Yet, as the Medrash says so beautifully, there's not really jealousy, there's not really any kind of a battle between day and night. They kind of share hours. So when winter comes and the daytime is shorter and nighttime is longer, so that means daytime gave hours to the nighttime. When summertime comes and the daytime is longer, that means nighttime gave hours to the daytime. And let me read to you the Lashon of the Medrash, such a beautiful idea that the Medrash said. Min tekuvas teves ad tekuvas nisan halayla porei ad layom. So certain parts of the year, the layla, the daytime, borrows or is lent by the day. But when the clock changes, the opposite is true, that the daytime borrows from the nighttime. But what the Medrash says is, when it comes to people, it's very different. It says, you know, Normally when loans are made between people, you say, I'll give you this, you give me that, they want to have a document, they want to sign with Edim, with witnesses, and make a deal out of it to make sure the other one will commit. The beauty of the daytime-nighttime combination in their partnership is they don't require Edim, they don't require a contract, they don't require a Beis Din. They happily lend each other the hours, and they balance out throughout the year with no strife and no argument. That's the most beautiful example of sharing and not requiring Edim, because they trust each other to give when the other one needs the hours, the other one needs the time for the day. And I think that's the message of the Medrash, that daytime and nighttime, the most amazing thing Devon Melech describes is that there's no words, there's no sound, they don't have to argue about it or fight about it, they share hours without any kind of difficulty, they're just happy to share. And that's the message here in the Medrash that Devon Melech is trying to describe in Pasuk Talis. We'll continue with Amir Tashem, the next section of Perek Yates next week. Wishing everyone a wonderful and meaningful day. Again, I apologize about my voice, but first getting it back after a couple of days. Wishing all of you, again, a warm, wonderful, meaningful day. We'll see you, Mirsa Hashem, all next week.